The ain toyim in the peris, they're very makbid not to eat from the peris. So you know something's doing here that they want this treatment to be for their avodah zarah. So Rashi v'yein toymim perusim dilav the pachule having mafarshim inay. If not for the fact they once bowed down to this tree to make the fana avodah zarah, they would eat the peris. If you see the galochim watching themselves from a certain tree and not eating the peris from the tree, you know it's an asherim. Ushmul lama to go in the amri. If the galochim say hani tamri, these dates here l'shichro devein etzarfa deshosile b'yom chagim. They say that these dates, we're leaving them to make beer, l'shichro, the vein etzarfa, to give it to this avodah zarah, the shosalev yom chagim. When it comes to their yom chag, their yomtiv, they drink the beer by their avodah zarah. So the kids said, then you know this tree is also a tree that it's an asherah, they worshipped it, and that's why from this tree they want to use the peris to make the beer for the avodah zarah. Drashi nitzarfi, shame avodah zarah, shayse avodah medina. Omer ameima v'yomru li sabbat pumpadisa. And the older people of Babadisa told him, Hilchas HaKavosah de Shmuel, and we pass in like Shmuel Taka, but what's called an Avodah Zarah? Only if you see them say that these peiros they're going to use to make beer for their Avodah Zarah. For the more Meisvei, the Kasha now in our Mishnah. Mishnah, the first Gemara of Yehuda. Meisvei, Kate said Mishtatfim B'movi. How do we make a Shtufa Mivoyis to make everybody in the Chatzeris muta to carry into the alleyway, into the Movi? Mevi in chov yeshol yain v'shol shemen v'shol tzmorin v'shol groigus or vels v'shel shar mine peris. Like we had before, shtufim mevoyes could even be from peris or wine or oil. So you bring a barrel of these. Now in mishaloi, if it belongs to one person or was a tzorach lezakis, he has to be mezakra to everybody, because in order to make a shtufim mevoyes, everybody has to own a part of these peris. So you have to give it to somebody else, that the Mishnah says, and he should pick it up, and there'll be zaycha for everybody in the chotzer. V'yim mishalahem, luyitzui, already it belongs to everybody, they're all shutzfis already, like everybody put a date inside this big barrel, is alocha tzorach loydiyah. You have to be madiyah, or magbiyah menakaka mashu. You have to be madiyah then the what, that you're using this for an erif. In other words, not that everybody puts a peri into the barrel, the shame, stufim mevoyis. Nastam, you have a barrel of peris in that belongs to everybody in this chotzer. Everybody happened to put their peris there, not l'shem erif. And now you want to make a shtufim mevoyis, so you have to tell everybody that you're going to use these peris now for shtufim mevoyis. O magdiyam in akaka mashu. And then you have to pick it up just a mashu. So Rashi says, Sorach loydi, you have to tell everybody in chveitzim bekach, do they want it or not. Val shema makpidim be'erivin, v'yomer ha-makpid ala ruvay eino erif. We had before, an Erev has to be the pshat that you're not makbid, whoever eats from it, gesunta, you can eat it. See, even though everybody owns a peri in this barrel, but if you don't tell the people we're using this barrel for an eshtufim avoyis, maybe somebody's makbid, he bedafka wants to eat the peris. I don't want anybody else to eat it. That's not a good Erev. You want the Erev to be good, you have to tell everybody, I'm going to use this barrel now of peris for an Erev. That means that you don't care if anybody takes. That's for Erev. We're all mixed together. We're like one in this barrel. Whoever wants to come and take. So that's called Tzorach Levi. You have to tell everybody. Vaita, Abu Mishaloi. But let's say if it's your own barrel, then in Tzorach Levi. The Zoch and the other stuff on it. If you want to take your own barrel, Gesunta Hate. Like they're not losing out. They're only getting on the deal. You're taking your barrel of Paris, and you're having somebody pick it up and be Mizakra to them. So they're only gaining on the deal. Avada, that's good. That's good. The Akopon Makashu is here, it says, you have to pick it up on your mashu. And before Rabbi Yehuda said, you have to pick it up a tefach. And here it's mashu, even a mashu is good to make an eruv, a shtufim mevoyis. Right, so to make the shtufim mevoyis, even if it belongs to everybody, but to make the eruv, you have to make like a ma'aseh kinyan here. You have to pick up these peris. So here it's mashu, a mashu is enough. So the Mara name, my mashu was a little bit mean, nami to call a tefach. Taka means a tefach, enoch namin. You have to pick it up a tefach. You don't pick it up a tefach. That's 4 fingers, 4 inches, it's no good. Itma, shtufim mevoyis. People want to make an erev together in order to be able to carry out from their chotzer into the movui, is rav oma ein tzorach hazakis. You don't have to be mezakra to everybody. No, you don't have to. One person can make it for everybody, even though he's not mezakra to everybody, even though everybody doesn't own it. So what? One person could make it for everybody. That's Rav Shita, not like our Mishnah. Ushmul omat tzorach lezakis. Shmuel holds no, like it says in our Mishnah, tzorach lezakis. You have to be mezakrit to everybody in the chotzer. Everybody has to own a little bit of this eruv. One person can't make it for everybody if he's not mezakrit to everybody. That's the one machlokes by shtufim mevoyis. Now what about eruvei tchumin? If you want to put an Erev outside the Tchum in order to be Matthew to walk another 2,000 Amis, is Rav Lama Tzarech Hazakis. If you want to make it for somebody else, you have to be Mazakir Tim. Here Rav is Moida. Heruve Tchum is only Chal if you own the Pas. So if I put my Pas out for you, that's no good. My Pas can't help for you. Even though I have Das, I want it to help for you. So what? It's my Pas, it's not your Pas. Heruve Tchum is the Pshat is you have your bread outside in the fields. So if I want to make an error for you, I first have to be Mazakir. This Pas should belong to you. And then I put it out there so it's like your Pas is there. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, ain't Tzarech Hazakis. Heruve Tchumim he holds no. Shmuel Amar, it's only by now, Mishta Vaishtufa Mevoyis, that's what have to be Mezakeh, you have to own it. But to make Heruve Tchumim, I can make it for you, even though I'm not Mezakeh with somebody else. So the more now. Bishleimel Shmuel, I understand Shmuel Shita, that there's a chilik between Shtufa Mevoyis and Heruve Tchumim. Hocho Tanan, V'yocho Loi Tanan. And now a Mishnah that talks about Shtufim Mevoyis, it says clearly. It says here, you have to be Mezakrit for everybody. Therefore, Shmuel says, you have to be Mezakrit for everybody. Mashenkin, when the Mishnah talks about Eruv Tchumim, it doesn't say anywhere, we didn't have any halachas before, that you have to make a zikui, that you have to be Mezakrit for everybody. So, Rashi Yochit Tanan, Eruv Chatzeros u Mezakalhen. Our Mishnah says, Klo, you have to be Mezakrit. Later the Mishnah does not say you have to be mezakrit to other people. So that's why Shmuel holds that by Shtufa Mevoyis, one person can make it for everybody. By Tchumim. By Eruvei Tchumim, I could put my pas out for you. I have that my pas should help you. It's good even though I'm not mezakrit for you. That's Shmuel Shita. So good, so Shmuel, we understand. Our Mishnah says it clearly, you have to be Mezakrit. The next Mishnah later on doesn't say clearly, therefore you don't have to. For the Gemara, El Rav, my timer. Now what's Pshan Rav? So the Chur, the Kasha Pashan Rav is, Ershton is saying Faket for now Mishnah, and also, why does he say, Ruvi Tchum, I do have to be Mezakrit. There's no Mishnah that says you have to. So why does Rav say you have to? And the Gemara Tanoi, I'll tell you some Achlokes Tanoim, Rav's Dinus Achlokes Tanoim. Now the way Rashi learns, that when we're bringing a raya Tanoihi is not to answer our Mishnah. Tanoihi is the next din. In the din of Eruve Tchumim, when I want to put a Tchum for somebody else, do I have to be Mezakir to somebody to him or not? That's the Machloikis Tanoim. Like we'll soon see in a Maisa here that somebody, a mother-in-law, made an Eruve Tchumim for a daughter-in-law, and the reason why it wasn't Chal is because she wasn't Mezakir the bread for a daughter-in-law. This will be a raya to Rav HaKoponim. We're going to bring a raya now that by Eruve Tchumim, if I want to put pas out to let somebody else walk more than a paimama, it doesn't help unless I'm a zakrut him. But to answer our Mishnah, the way Rashi learns, the Gemara doesn't answer anything. The Hura, our Mishnah says, Klor, you do have to be mezakrit to the rest of the people for shtufim mevoyis. So Rashi just speaks out that in this kashan, Rav Tanu upolik. There's a cloud. Rav has a koyach like a Tana. Rav is allowed to argue on our Mishnah. So in the first din of shtufim mevoyis, even though Rav says not like our Mishnah, Rav has the right. Rav has a kliach like the Tanam, and he could argue on the Mishnah. Therefore, Shtufa Mevoyis, Stam Rav argues in the Mishnah. What about the Eruv Tchumim? Here Rav has a Rav, he has another Tanam like him. What was the Maisa? The Amr of Yehuda, Amr Rav. Maisa Bikalosoi Sherebi Yoshia. There was a Maisa with the daughter-in-law of Rebbe Yoshia. Shehol Chol Beis HaMerchitz. She went to Beis HaMerchitz on Friday. V'chosh Cholo, and Maisa, the Beis HaMerchitz was out of the city, so it was outside the Tchum it was, and she got stuck there. She was outside in the fields, and it became Shabbos. Now, what was she had to stay there? She couldn't come home on Shabbos. She's outside the Tchum of the city. So the mother-in-law didn't like this. So the mother-in-law went now and put out an Eruv Tchum for her. Esther, she knew about this, that she stuck out in the fields there. So Mustam, before Shabbos, she went out in the fields and put down an Eruv for her daughter-in-law. In order that her daughter-in-law should be able to walk, like, into the city again, so right now, before Shabbos, she put her own path out in 2,000 Amis outside the city, and the daughter-in-law was 3,000 Amis, so therefore she could walk 1,000 back to the thing, and then walk into the city. So Shala was good or not? They asked Rabbi Chia, is it good now? Is the mother-in-law's Erev Tchumim good for the daughter-in-law? Is she allowed to walk into the city now? And he said, no, it's Asa. No, the daughter-in-law can't use the mother-in-law's Erev Tchumim. Omer Rabbi Shema Rabbi Yosi, Vavavloi, Kol kach ato machem v'ervin, like you people from Bobel, you're so machem and hilchus ervin. Kach omer Abba, this is what my father told me. Abba is a Lushan for somebody else. Anytime you have a shal nilchas erevin that you could be nekel, that's the klal, always go lekula. Since erevin is only midrabonin, we always try and go lekula. So then he passed in here, it should be mutlak. He asked them, why are you machmin so much? Now we'll soon be asked why he was machmin. So Marvi Boilu, I have a shal now. What was the pshan this maisa? Mishel cha maisa irvolo. Was the pshan the maisa was that when the mother-in-law puts her bread outside in the fields to make the Rubit Chumah for her daughter-in-law, you know whose bread it was. It was the mother-in-law's bread. She was a mezakirit to the daughter-in-law. Or mishum de lezichsalah. That's the reason why Reb Chiya said it was osa. Because the mother-in-law was not the mezakirit to the daughter-in-law. So it was the mother-in-law's bread, and your bread doesn't help for somebody else. This is a raya to Rav. That's a raya to Rav, not like Shmuel. That even by Rubit Chumim, you have to be mezakirit to other people. Oy duma, maybe no, that wasn't the maisa. I tell you, mishalah irvalah. I say, Taka, the mother-in-law didn't use her own bread, but she took her daughter-in-law's bread. She Taka took her bread. Oh, Mishum, the Shalai Midaita. Now, the reason why it's no good is because she didn't ask the daughter-in-law. You didn't ask her, should I make the Rubit Chumah for you? Shalai Midaita, you can't make an error for a person. Maybe that's the reason why it was no good here. So, this chat, you won't have any riot to Rav. That was the Shaila. Yeah. Oh, Malahan, Huma Rabbonin, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei. I heard over from Rabbi Yechon, the pshat is, Mishel Chamoise Irva, that the maisa was the mother-in-law used her own bread. Or Mishum Lezichsalah, that's why it wasn't good. So this is a riot to Rav, that Rabbi Yechon holds like Rav, that the reason why they moved to Chumim was no good, because the mother-in-law used her own bread, and her bread can't help for a daughter-in-law, because the bread has to belong to you, if you want the Erev to help for you. Omale Rab Zeira le Rabbi Yaakov, Brei de Bas Yaakov. So Reb Zera told over to Reb Yaakov, the daughter of Reb Bas Yaakov. So Rashi says his father wasn't so choshev, that's why they called him the Bas Yaakov. Is kimatis hostim, you go to Eretz Yisrael, akev izil isum of the sur, please go out of your way a little bit and go to this place, sum of the sur. Or boyim anem Reb Yaakov aridi. And ask Reb Yaakov aridi exactly what was the pshan this maisa. Is boyim anem, ask him like this. What's pshat this mice that they said it was awesome? Mishel chamois irva. Was the pshat that the mother-in-law used her own pass? Or mishum lezichsalah. That's why the Arab was not chal because she wasn't mezakah the pass to a daughter-in-law. Or dilma mishalah irva. No, the emes and the mother-in-law took her daughter-in-law's pass. So really it belonged to the daughter-in-law, her bread. So why wasn't it good here? Or mishum shalai mi daito. The pshat was the mother-in-law didn't ask the daughter-in-law. She didn't ask her to use it or not. So shloim midas of a person, you're not allowed to make a rubit chumah for them. That was a shayla. Omalei, he answered back, you should know, mishel chamoisa irvalo. Here the reasoning was because it belonged to the mother-in-law. Or mishum delay zichsalo. That's why it was possible. Because since the bread belonged to the mother-in-law and not to the daughter-in-law, you can't make an error for somebody else. That's this is a raya to rob them. That you can't do it, you can't use somebody else's bread to make a rubit chumah with. Omer Rav Nachman, Nachman says, what's the maskona though? Nachtinun, we hold a loch like this. Echad Arubit Chumim. If somebody wants to make an Arubit Chumim, that means put your bread outside in the field in order to be able to walk another Apayim Amma. V'yechad Arubit Chatzeris. Push a gret in the house. When you want to make an Arubit Chatzeris in your own apartment, that everybody should be able to carry, if you have four Yiddish tenants living together, if you want to be able to carry out from one apartment to another apartment, you have to make an Arubit Chatzeris. So v'yechad Shtufim Mavoyis. Who are them when you have a few people living in the chaserim together that have the right to walk out to the mobile, to the alleyway? If you want to be able to carry from your chaser into the mobile, it is halacha tzorach lezakis. You do have to be mezakis to them. That's what we hold halacha. That you have to, an erev is only chal if the pass belongs to you. It has to be that your pass now is over there. So it's like you're living there. Whether it's negat erubit chumim, that you're living now outside in the fields by the ayah pass, or rubit chaserim, everybody's living together in one house. We're like one mishpacha, or all the chaserim, all the chaserim are living together in one chaser. But all these pshatis, you have to own the bread, and it only helps if one person picks it up as mezakah to somebody else. So if the bread belongs to you, you yourself can't be mezakah your bread for other people. It doesn't help if you pick up the bread for everybody in the apartment. You have to have somebody else come up. But the locher is something that I own, I can't give it to you, I can't make a kinyan for you. Because the mana belongs to me, I can't make a kinyan for you. Somebody else has to come. That usually it's the kainah that makes the kinyan. The person that wants to require it, he has to make the kinyan. So somebody else has to come and pick it up. He makes the kinyan. So Migu is zecher for himself, who is in his zecher for everybody here also. So anybody else could be mezakah to the other people. Doesn't have to be somebody in the Arab. If you have some guest from Yupitz that's in your house right now and he picks up the pass and zecher, everybody's also good.
That's a din tchiyah. Somebody can mezak it for other people. But I call upon him to behave an Erev Chaseris, somebody has to mezak with everybody. Or else the other race is, all the other three tenants should give you the pass, mamas of them give you a matzah, and put it in your house, then you make Eruv Chaseris. That's the maskon. Right. Boy Rav Nachman, Eruv Tavshilin, Sorach Lezakos, and Sorach Lezakis. Can I make an Eruv Tavshilin for somebody else? I know my friend, Chveis Fagat, doesn't stock without bread. Can I make an Erev Tavshilin for him? It's coming out, this is called the Sukkah soon. We have to make an Eruv Tavshilin now. Can I make it for you, even though I'm not in the Zaka, the pass for you? Omer Rav Yosef, Umayti Boyle, what do you shayla? Loi Shmuel, didn't you hear? Hodi Omer Rav Nachmin Bar Rav Ada, Omer Shmuel, Eruv Tavshilin, Sorach Lezakis, it's the same halacha. Eruv Tavshilin doesn't help for you unless you own the bread. You have to own the tavshil. If I want to make it for you, so I have to be mezak and make sure somebody picks up my food has mezak with you. Then it blies that you own it. Then I can make an error for you. But always you have to own the food. Omalei Abayis, Abayis said, Pshitit Loi Shmilei Avadi. He didn't hear this. Because if he heard it, what was he asking then? Di Shmilei, because if he would have heard this, Mighty Boyle, what are you asking then? Omalei. Otto Eruve Tchumim, Milo Yoma Shmuel, Ain't Sorach Lezakos, no. By Eruve Tchumim we had before, Shmuel Shita Ridge, you don't have to be Mezakarit. Vyoma Yil Sorach Lezakos, and still Rav Nachman Paskins, you do have to be Mezakarit. So here also, maybe Shmuel said it, but we don't Paskin like Shmuel, that's why I'm asking you a Shailon. Just like over there by Eruve Tchumim, you're not Paskin like Shmuel, Shmuel says, Ain't Sorach Lezakos. And you're saying, yes, you do have to be mezakeh, so what's so shver? I have a right to ask you, because even though Shmuel says like that, but I see you argue on Shmuel. So the Mahoki Yashta, one note to Shtel. Bishtray Mosom, Pligi Rav Shmuel. For Kamash Melon, Tichumrin Demar, Vichichumrin Demar. Bishtray, before, there is a Machlekes Rav Shmuel, that Rav Akoporim says, you do have to be mezakeh by a Ruvi Tchumim. Shmuel says, you do have to be mezakeh by Ruvi Chaseris. So I call upon him, since there's a machlokes, and there's somebody that says, you do have to be mezaka, I'm telling you, you have to be mezaka. Aval hocha, but over here, e'isa de shmielei, miyike demand de polig. Over here, if you would have heard what Shmuel said over, you shouldn't have asked me the shayla. Because here, there's nobody that argues on Shmuel. Shmuel says clearly, by a ruve tefshilin, you have to be mezaka, and nobody argues on Shmuel. So if you would have heard over what Shmuel said, there was no doubt you shouldn't ask me the question then. Because I before have not been passed, not like Shmuel. That's only because there's a Rav that was arguing on Shmuel. So because Rav argued on Shmuel, that's why passed like Rav. But here, Shmuel said, Alocha, ruve tefshilin, you have to be mezaka to somebody else. If he would have heard this halacham, pshita, he wouldn't have asked me the shalom then. Because here, since nobody else argues, pshita, that's halacha. And that is halacha like that. So the Maramaita. Who Turzina? There was a goy. Turzina is a goy. Rashi says a Turzina. Rashi Nochri. Haimamuna Kli Zayin. Hoasun Lishmiris Ir. Lilochem Alatsorim Adabir. He was the head knifeman, his gunman. He was the guy that sold all the guns and knives. A guy in the city. The heavy bishop said to Reb Zeira, he used to live in the neighborhood of Reb Zeira, in the same chotzer mistama, and they want to carry out on Shabbos. So you have a guy living in your chotzer. What do you have to do? You have to rent his rishus in the chotzer. Is omalei ugalon rishuscha. So Reb Zeira went to the guy, or he asked somebody else to go to the guy and to ask the guy, please rent us the rights you have in this chotzer. Lo yogalei, nay, nothing doing the guy. He said, I don't want to rent my rights to you. Is also, so Kitzav, the guy is not renting, it's also for them to carry out into the chotzer. They can't make the Mubi Chatzeris together. You have a guy living there. Is also the claim of the Reb Zeira. They came, so the Reb Zeira didn't do it. The other people tried to do it. So when the guy said no, they came in front of Reb Zeira, and Amru Loi, Maho Lemegim Advesu. So yes, Reb Zeira, what about could we go to the guy's wife and rent the Rishus off the guy's wife? The guy is too stark, he doesn't give us Rishus. Can we go behind the guy's back and go to his wife and get Rishus to rent the guy's rishus from his wife? Omalui said, "Hochi yom Resh Lakish mishmei de gaver rabba omani Reb Chanina." The Resh Lakish said over the name of Reb Chanina, "Ishtor shelado ma revish loymi daitin enichnami." This is one of the coolest rabbanim made by Ruvei Chaseres, that you have a right to go to the wife of the guy and rent the rishus off the wife, even though you know clearly that the husband does not give rishus, and if he knows his wife would do it, he'll yell at her. So what? Right now the wife is doing it. It's mutter. That's a cool in the Rubik Chetzeris. Yeah. Tomorrow, Nochemaisa, who Tarazino, another guy, Devavish, we said Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shia. He was living in his neighborhood. Amrles said the people there living in the chotzer wanted to rent the guy's rights to use the chotzer. Is oigalon reshusam. They rented his rights. They asked him, rent us your right to use this chotzer. Is lo yogalu, he had nothing doing, he didn't want to rent. Is osla kaim Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yoshia, they went, the people there went to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yoshia, Amrile, mao le megim the vesu. What's the locha, could we go and rent off the guy's wife? Lo heve biyod, he didn't know the locha. Is osla kaim the Rabbi Masna, lo heve biyod, Rabbi Masna also didn't know the locha. Osla kaim the Rabbi Yehuda, they went in front of Rabbi Yehuda, Amalhu, hocha yama Shmuel, this is what Shmuel says. Ishtoi shalodim ma'revish lo mi daitoi. Enechanami. You're allowed to go to the guy's wife, and she could be mishtata if she could rent the guy's reshus to you, even shleimi daitoi. Meisvei have a kasha. Noshim she'irvu, v'nishtats pu shleimi das baleim, ein eruv v'yeruv, v'yein shtufei shittuf. You see, claw a wife that makes an eruv v'chatzeros, or shtufei mivoyis, without the husband's reshus, nothing doing? And since who owns the house? The husband owns the house. So you have to get reshus from the bialim. Getting reshus from the wife doesn't help. So who is the stira? Here we're saying you could get reshus from a wife. Like kasha. Hodi osa, hodi lo yoser. It depends if it's osa or not. When it's osa, drashi hodi osa, al b'nei movoi, loy bin and daitoi. Umas nisim, but the lo yoser, going chotza, shebein, shnei movois. Regila imzu, v'loy imzu. That in a case where they do ask, like our case, with the guy living in the chotza. So now, it's also for the other Yidin to carry out, calls them on the guy is not renting his reshus. So then the Rabbanim gave the kula. But even though the husband doesn't want to do it, you're allowed to go to the wife. Because they not to shop an iser. That we say you can't go to the wife, that's in the case where you're not oser. There's no iser. We'll see later on exactly what the cases are. Where you're not oser to carry out. Stam, you want to make an erev like with them also. But if she's not mishtata for you, so good. You can't carry into her reshus. But in your reshus, you're allowed to carry. Then the Rabbanim weren't mekel. Then we say, no, since where you are, you're mutter to carry, you stand one of him out of it to another reshus, nothing doing. If the Bailam doesn't give reshus, you're now going to go to the wife. The Mahochinam established the Svar also. The Imkain Kasha the Shmuel of the Shmuel. Because if not, I'd have a steer in Shmuel. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said like this, Echad mibnei movi, sherogu lishtatif im bnei movi. If one of the people living in the Movi usually was always mishtatef, always made an eruve shtufim a voice. He also wanted to carry out some mischatzim to the Movi, and usually he gave something for it. V'loy mishtatef, and this week now he forgot to give something. Is alocha b'nei ha-Movi nechnos notech beisoin. The people living in this Movi allowed to go into his house. V'noitlin, and they take things. Shitufan mimenu, bar kochoi. And they could take something to make a shittuf bar kochoi. So the Churat Sestira, I before Shmuel just said, no. I mean, no, not Shmuel's son.
So what's the Sestira here?
And this is said by his Rogalin, Shein Rogaloi. If the Rogal, it's Mutah, if it's Shein Rogaloi, Shvamina. That's a Raya. Then what if the Rogal, if he's Rogal to walk out there, so if he doesn't make the Ruvich, if he doesn't make the Shtuf and the Voyez, he's going to ask on everybody else. Therefore, you're allowed to go in by Korchoin to make the error that he shouldn't ask on you. Then Echnami, that we say you can't take it from the person's wife, that's only when he's not Rogal, when they do not ask on you. Stam, you want to have a right to walk into their Chasser also, that's Usser. That's only Mut if the Bailam gives you the right to do it. But by Korcho, you can only do it in the case where he's going to come and Asar on you. Shmamin. The more lame or misaile. Let me have another Raya for this. Koifinoi soy lasois lechi. I can force you to make a lechi in the Movi. If we have a Movi, if people want to carry out into the Movi, and there's no lechi there, I can force everybody in the Movi to give money in order to buy a lechi. The Kaira the Movi. I can force you also to buy given money that we should make a Kaira. So you see, we could force people to do it. So the Kura, what's the pshat? Because without the Kura, without the Lech, it's going to be also to carry out into the Movi. So anytime you're stopping us, you're making an Isser that we can't carry out, we have a right to force you to do it. So more than that, could be there's no Raya. Shani Hosam the Lech Mechitis. As they hear it's different, there's no Mechitis at all. So Drashi, a Movi Megulu, the Movi.